Hello, it's the one and only Jose 620 live in effect at currently 1 o'clock this morning. Shout out to Spotify for putting my podcast up, really making my podcast such as a relevant thing this evening. First thing first, follow me on Instagram at FlySociety20. Once again, on Instagram at FlySociety20. Also follow my Twitter page at 620 Vibes. That's where I land my mutual quotes of things of that nature for the podcast and show. Shout out to Spotify and Anchor FM for giving me the opportunity to make my podcast a reality. First thing first, starting off, this is episode 2 of Tom Stryer's on Democrat Needs to Stand Up. My first episode was conspiring with Miss Nancy Pelosi, talking about the impeachment of Donald Trump. As we already spot out that on this episode, Mr. Tom Steyer, one of the Republicans for the White House, was making a comment on September 25th, stating about low-income stature, about our voting rights, far as for minorities, futures opinions of self, when having a goal of being a millionaire. You know, Mr. Tom Steyer is supposed to be running for president in 2020, along with Bernie Sanders, respectively. We have a situation where we talk about the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, strictly that, you know, people in America, just in general, you know, far for being a Republican, you know, it's a lot of things that I disagree with a lot of what Republicans do, featuring that, you know, they are mostly about money themselves and not really just looking at the focal aspect of the lower income based communities. And Mr. Tom Steyer, as pretty much as a next running candidate, him and Mr. Bernie Sanders, let me point him out there, shout out to Mr. Bernie Sanders, pretty much they were just talking about, you know, change for America 2020. Now, America, how many times we have heard this golden rule as such being as, America, we're going to make a great America great again, excuse me. We're going to make a great America great again. We're going to make sure that we put somebody in office that pretty much will give us the opinion of changing. We doesn't see it. I doesn't see any changes at all. You know, every political leader that I've seen stand up has still been in the same boat, talking the same grease. And pretty much, to me, you know, hopefully at this point, it will be a change for us, for the minority, because for over 240 years to dealing with the brown people and Mexicans and Latinos and things of that nature, to even dealing with African-Americans for over 400, 500 years, Tom Steyer is talking about putting up an opportunity not only to recognize the impeachment of Donald Trump with 2 million petitions already written out. Can you believe that? 2 million petitions that's out on a sheet that's voting Donald Trump to be out of office. That is just so crazy. As America's not seeing that kind of thing. But you know what? When you're working in that Republican Party, you have a lot of people in likewise of Donald Trump. That you know, it's all about business. You know, you never see a white person with school with another person of their stature, as long as the money involved. You know, they got to stand by, you know, having that currency to back up behind them for future ideas and things of that nature. Now, Miss Nancy Pelosi was saying that in order for Donald Trump to get impeached, they need a 2/3 vote of the House of Senate, along with Mr. Tom Steyer, saying the same thing. And me personally, I don't think he's going to be impeached right away. Don't get me wrong. The Joker needs to be kicked the fuck out, you know, especially with the rant and also the cell phone call from the UK. That had to be the most funniest shit. That's just sort of, you know, just hit a nail on the coffin with him. But, you know, I do believe at this point of time, you know, America is in a bad standpoint. I mean, far for low income stature, you know. And also for voting, you know, we have a lot of people that don't vote. The 50% of people that should vote, it does matter. Me personally, I think the last time I voted was from Barack Obama and Stacey Abrams. I did not vote this time around, and I feel ashamed of myself because I know I'm one of the 50%. But I'm encouraging not only for myself but the African American community and anybody that don't think that your opinions matter. We have 2% in America that they say that our opinion does not matter. I don't believe that's necessarily true. I just believe that people are just so just not caring about the situation because we don't have that 2% representing, you know, we just need somebody. And 50% of people are just not voting just because of they don't want to be, you know, let down by the masses that be with the White House, with the Democrats and Republicans. Now, when I me personally, when it comes down to political problems, don't get me wrong. It's hard to really trust people in a way, far as for that kind of detail. Fox News was saying earlier today, you know, CBS 46 was saying that, you know, we are in a state of emergency, a real state of emergency. And I'm glad Mr. Tom Steyer had that interview on the Breakfast Club too as well. Talking, shout out to the Breakfast Club. Shout out to Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy, and Angela Yee. And I'm glad they brought him on there, you know. And I took some of the ideas of what he was saying when he was on 60 Minutes, and I pretty much just jot down a couple of inquiries that we had to look at. Now, as far as my list going down, I'm just looking at far as for the voting stature is a big thing with us. You know, it's the majority. You know, we need to step out there. We just need to have the young majority of people that's, you know, for me, 25 and younger, to get out there and vote and be more cautious of it and be more aware of it. And he also spoke of, you know, with the opinions with Donald Trump, saying that how you feel about future opinions of self when people have a goal of being a millionaire. And once you establish the millionaire currency, does it change you as a person? Does it make you a very vile or empty person? Or, you know, are you blissful enough to be in a position to where you can change certain things in the community? Now, me personally, I do believe money is the root of all evil, but I don't think it's the evil part of nature of thyself that changes the dynamic of a person when they have that such amount of blessings of money for financial dealings. I just think it just make them, in one or two ways, just make them more humble enough to just give back or invest money, which is nothing wrong with that because you have a small percent of millionaires that do have that type of that adversity going on. Now, and then you also have a lot of other people that, you know what I'm saying, that have dealings with, you know, when they have money, it just make them into a whole different person. So, you know, me personally, I just look at it. I look at it just as another way of just like, that's just how it is in America. Question we always put at the show is, can you be a good person and be rich too as well? That's an ongoing decisive question that all of us is trying to answer within ourselves to figure out is, you know, can you be a good person? Can you maintain yourself as being a good person? Can you learn from mistakes being a good person? That is one of the questions that I will post up today. Matter of fact, September 26th, I will put it up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Excuse me, I'm sorry, my mic had dropped. I'm going to put it up at this morning at 7 o'clock in the morning about that particular question right there. Now, going on down the line, do representatives have an opinion of voter suppression on minorities? Pretty much, yeah, you know, because voter suppression is one of the worst detailings that we are dealing with right now, dealing with the voice of the black and brown does not matter. I don't believe in that standard of statistic at all. I believe that is a disgusting predicament that we are put in, but I do believe it can work itself out, you know. And that's going to be one of the three questions that we're going to start as far as for, you know, the podcast going on too. And a third question, one of the ladies that asked me coming out of Oklahoma, Miss Sherry Wimbledon, she asked me a question that was, what do politicians really love to do? And if they